into the water, into the pond. We swam in a pond. Our brothers taught us how to swim.
Tell me about that.
And it took two jugs and tied a rope on them and put them around here. That was our, what you call it?
Life
preserver.
Yeah.
And they'd put us out there and they'd show us how to kick and out, and we'd get us a little farther out and out. And if we got out farther enough that we wouldn't quite go over our head, they'd cut the rope and let us down. And you'd have to swim to get out. And we had billy goats. And this, we had wagons, hitched these billy goats up and haul around. We had one old billy goat, and we thought we had to baptize everything we had, or else it's too bad. We baptized our chickens, we baptized our dogs. So we took a notion one day to baptize our goats. And we got this old goat out, and you know, you can't put a goat's head down, it won't go down. So got him out in the water and tried to get his head on the water, and of course couldn't get it down. So we had a brother, a little younger than, and he's kind of tongue-tied, and he said, "Oh, just figure the old devil and let him go to hell."
Tell me about your first experience when you went swimming.
Well, that...
Your brother threw you out in the lake and...
Oh, no, he would show us how to strokes, you know, to make.
Yeah.
And then he'd put this on us, you know, and get out, and he'd let us see that we could float.
Uh-huh.
And let us float. He taught us to float. And then when he got, then he'd tell us to swim, and he thought, I reckon he knew we could, but you know, you can't do it unless you have to. So that's when he got us out in the deep water, and he'd cut this rope, and of course we'd sink. And before you sink, you'd get to work and you'd get out.
And you swam.
We swam out. And then we didn't care. We just got on that board and jumped off like they did after we learned how to swim.
Did you ever learn how to dive?
We dived when we jumped off the board, you know, you dive. We didn't know to learn how to swim under the water backwards. I wouldn't do that. They did, but I didn't. I was glad to stay up.
That's something. Not a lot of, did you have a place around here where you could swim?
The pond, it's like thing over there. We had a big pond. I always had big ponds, you know, for the stock. We didn't have water any other way. And we'd get down with the cows come along, horses and mules, and we'd just swim in the same thing. Think nothing about it. Not like they do now.
Did you ever, now, sometimes when people would go off, they'd land with a big splash, you'd call out a what? They'd make a what?
Splash, I reckon.
You know, if they landed wrong, say if they came down the water the wrong way,
they would make a splash. I don't know.
Make their stomach red. You'd say, "Oh, he did a what?
Belly whop or something."
Belly.
You know, that's like sometimes in the boys playing ball. If they miss a tackle, they make a belly, something, whatever.
Belly flop.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen anybody jump, maybe, or and they turn over in midair? What was
somerset? Somersault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call it that. That was for something.
We used bullfrog cup. One get out in front, the other go jump over him, you know. Bullfrog hop. That's what we played. Another thing we played.
Yeah. Now, did you have anything that you might tie to a tree and you get in it and it would go back?
Swing. Oh, yes, we had swings everywhere. And we'd climb up trees that's small enough and cool, just high as we could go. And when they went as high as they'd go, you know, they'd come over and then we'd swing to the floor on them. That ground on. Tree wouldn't break.
Yeah.
I don't know why it didn't break. We never did break a tree. But we'd climb as high as we could go and swing over on a tree. And if there's a grapevine swinging anywhere, lots of grapevines, we'd swing on a grapevine. But we all had swings in the trees at home. Put a board in it and two get in that pump. Go high as you could go.
Now, did you have any other sort of games you might play? Did you have a game maybe where somebody had a